B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli's show, a lot of stuff going on today, and some new news that was just tweeted out by John Heyman. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Cork Police Bakery and Deli. World-famous tomato pie hoagie party tray is every bit as good. John Heyman just tweeted out. John Heyman, of course, is a longtime baseball follower, and his information is usually accurate. He says that once the San Diego Padres finalize the Manny deal, that they are also in on Harper. Now, I don't know how a team like San Diego could pull that off, but that's what Heyman is reporting, that the Padres are seeking both big fish. Tyrone,
yeah.
Your thoughts.
You know what? They're the only show in town. So you know how you do it is you just pay the money. They also have an incredible farm system, and a bunch of those guys are ready to come up now. If they get both, they can try to win a World Series.
Oh, my. Can you imagine if Phillies lose both of them to the San Diego Padres?
And it would end up meaning that the Chargers leaving probably did something with their local TV deal, because we're not following that closely. They're getting a lot of market share in that city, like 100% of the market share. So they're getting a lot of money in a place that's not as big. And that owner also knows that he can supplement these guys young, cheap talent.
We got to find out what their regional TV deal is. Booney would know something like that.
I can look
at that. Booney can get on that. We know what NBC Sports Philadelphia's commitment to the Phillies is.
It's a big number.
Yes, it is. So you wonder if their regional network is chunked up like that.
I don't think it's as high, but I don't know. Maybe they had to do some other deal once the Chargers leave, because you have to keep your network afloat. So you got to be Chargers 24. You got to be Padres 24/7.
Playing right field for the Phillies, Nick Williams.
Yeah.
That's your boy. You like him.
I do like Nick Williams, but I don't like him enough to not get Harper.
Let's get Nick in there. He's got a new stance. He's upright.
He's going to hit for more power this year.
He's going to hit 45.
It looks like it's Fox Sports San Diego.
But Fox Sports San Diego?
Yeah.
I'm going to find out how much they pay, but.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Nick, 35, Altair, 10. They'll get 45 from Redfield.
No, they won't. They'll get 25 from Nick. I think he can go from 17 to 25 if he had to play every day. Yeah, but that's not enough. Well,
he's not going to play every day.
Well, he's got to play most days. Because what I was thinking,
I'll bet you right now he didn't hit 25.
Oh, I'll take that bet. No, assuming he's the everyday right fielder if they don't get Harper. If they get Harper, he's not going to
hit. The deal. It's 20 years, $28 million for the rights in the first year, and escalate at $75 million in the final year.
That's not enough.
Not enough.
That's not enough.
Where are they getting it?
Or they're bluffing.
Let's go to Brian in Horsham. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Brian?
I got 2 points. I want to give you my five movies. So the first movie is Goodfellas, Training Day, Gladiator, American Gangster, and Braveheart.
Man, I like American Gangster included in there. The Training Day should be in there. It's all right. It's not top five worthy. Your other four I like a lot.
I'm a big Denzel Washington fan.
Yeah.
So
I'm King Kong in this piece.
I think with Bryce Harper, we win the NL East. I think with Aldo, I think we have a chance, but it's not looking good. And I want to give you a name. Tell me what you think. He's not a Sixers move. He's a left-hander. Blake Snell. He's a free agent that plays for Tampa Bay.
Who?
Blake Snell.
Yeah, he made the All-Star team last year. Well, what makes you think the Phillies would get him? He's young.
I think he's a free agent.
Where? Now?
Yeah, from Tampa Bay.
He's not a free agent now, is he? No, I don't think he's a free agent now, bro. He made the All-Star team last year, Snell. He's a young pitcher.
Yeah, I know. Tampa Bay always puts out good young
pitchers. Yeah, I don't think he's a free agent. Well, we'll check on it. All right. That's a decent movie list he had. We're getting a lot of votes for we missed a few. Schindler's List we missed.
Yes.
How about Heat?
Yeah, it's in the mix.
Inception.
No. No.
Totally confusing. Yeah, but a lot of people have it ranked high on their list.
That's a mistake.
Dark Knight.
Yes. It should be
a top 10?
It's in the mix, yeah. It's
that good. How about this one? I don't know if you've seen this movie. City of God.
I haven't seen that.
You got to see this movie. It's about a kid who lives in a slum in some impoverished country and how he has to get out of the slum. It's really fascinating. The Matrix.
No. No.
American Beauty.
Yeah, it could be in the mix. You're not wrong if you say American Beauty.
How did I forget True Romance?
That's your movie.
That's your movie.
Three of the best scenes in movie history in the movie, it's got to be a top 10.
It's in the mix too.
Fargo.
Okay.
Nah.
Yeah.
Dances with Wolves.
No.
Lie on a lot of people's lists on the internet.
Nah.
Tonka.
I'm waiting for you to say the one that I don't want to say.
You got to say it, man. Go on a limb.
Where is Titanic? If we're talking in the 90s.
A lot of people's list.
It did.
It's a little too fluffy for my taste.
Well, I knew neither one of you were going to go for it.
It's on a lot of people's list.
However, I think it's in the contention. It broke all those records.
It's a masterpiece.
It won the award for Best Picture.
Kate Winslet won the Oscar.
It took a lot of money to make that movie.
It's one of those type of
masterpiece movies.
Yes, it is.
A little overdone?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's overdone?
It's overdone by the director.
James Cameron?
James Cameron, yeah. He overdoes stuff.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It was 1997. It was huge. It was great.
Yeah,
you know who James Cameron was married to?
I do know this. What's her name?
Catherine Bigelow.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
She did the Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she also did Point Break.
She did Point Break?
Yeah.
She's excellent.
She did Point Break?
Yes.
Wasn't he also? He was also married to, at least he was with, the woman from Terminator 2.
Who's that?
The main woman in Terminator and Terminator 2. What's her name?
Oh, Linda Hamilton.
Yeah,
Linda Hamilton.
He was with her too.
Yeah. By the way, Meet Joe Black. I was going to say that Claire Forlani is the girl in there. One of the most underrated beauties of all time. In her day.
Yeah, I don't mind her. I don't mind her at all. Now, looked up and then confirmed by Booty. Blake Snell hasn't even entered his first arbitration.
Yeah, he's a young phenom.
He's under control. And he's only 26 years old.
Where the guy got Blake Snell?
He's under control till 2023.
Yeah.
So, they're not going to trade you.
Give Blake Snell.
No.
Al and Kate May. Al, you're on 97.5.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Al?
It's my last day watching you. I got to come out of retirement because of the wife.
Oh, you go back to work?
Yeah.
Well, how long were you retired?
That's a violation. Probably 10 years, technically.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Sat around and done nothing for 10 years. and the wife kicked you out, said it's time to bring home a paycheck. I love it.
All right, I have a top 10, and I want to get off to Bryce Harper,
uh-huh.
And I want to talk about third base.
Go ahead.
This is my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start at 10.
Go ahead.
Boogie Nights.
I saw that on a couple lists. I wouldn't put that in my top 10, but okay.
No Country for Old Men.
Good movie. Should be in consideration.
The Revenant.
The Revenant, I think, was way overrated. It was done spectacularly,
right.
As if it was a good movie, but it really wasn't.
I enjoyed it, but I'm not a fan of Shawshank.
Excellent. Shawshank's my number two.
Yeah. Toy Story.
Interesting.
I have a different mix in here. I see that.
Yeah. I wouldn't put Toy Story in there, but go ahead.
Forrest Gump.
Gump. I allowed Gump to be in my top 10. Even though I could have played the role. Go ahead.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp, absolutely.
Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds was on my list.
The Departed.
Departed on my list.
And this is in my genre, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas in my list as well. All right, that's pretty good, except for Boogie Nights, Reverend, Toy Story.
Well, there's a I'll give you a pass. You could have put the dogs, Reservoir. Yeah, I'll give you a pass.
What'd you want to say about Harper?
You know what? I'm tired of everyone talking about this. I mean, making $30 million a year to play a boys' game. I mean, if they come to Philadelphia and he doesn't succeed, it's going to be a riot for him making all that money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people in Philly, and I don't know.
I don't care. We're making these things that don't mean anything. Like, what would you do? Rather have him, or are you going to worry about if he doesn't perform what the reaction's going to be?
Right now, I want to see one more from every team before I go. So,
The most important thing is not like him failing, what the crowd reaction is going to be. The most important thing is not how he's going to be received in the clubhouse. The most important thing is getting him, sticking him in your lineup, and let him hit 40 home runs. That's the most important thing. The other stuff, if it happens, it happens. By the way, The Revenant, the music soundtrack, was created by Aaron Dessner, the lead guitarist of The National.
Really?
In case you're interested.
I wasn't aware of that.
Let's go to Bill in Lumberton. Bill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
What's up, Bill?
Nothing much. Just wanted to talk a little bit first about the Phillies mm-hmm. and Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
If we skip out on Bryce Harper, we got Nolan Arenado coming up next year.
Arenado.
Is that worth it? Is that worth skipping out on Bryce Harper and maybe looking to shore up the pitching staff?
Yeah, apparently he is resigning. But why would you give up this year?
Well, you don't have the negotiating power that you had when Machado was on the market.
Why not? You just pay him $350.
Because now you got, you don't have that other opportunity.
You got $350, don't you? Why would they let him go?
Who would
now?
You rather have, Nolan Arenado or
Arenado?
Arenado.
Yeah. First of all, he's going to re-sign with Colorado. They're already in negotiations to re-sign him. Second law, you can't afford to wait for guys that you think you can get. Like, you thought you could get Machado, right? What happened? You thought you could get Harper. What happened? It never works out like you think it's going to work out. So you're taking an awful big chance. Oh, this guy's available. We'll get him next year. Never works out like that, bro.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but isn't it money talks? So if I'm going to spend the money, then mm-hmm.
Money talks all over the league, though. There might be somebody else that he wants to play with. They don't offer the same money. He's a star player.
Right, but the Phillies have the most.
Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. Like, San Diego Padres just came up with $300 million, and apparently they're still trying to get Harper.
Harper is an awesome player.
You can't catch your eggs. Cannot catch your eggs before the egg is in the basket. You can't count it, Bill.
He's not the guy, but he's not the best player.
Who? Who is it?
To Arenado or to Machado. Either one, I'll take.
Both of them are star players. Now, it's relative who's better than the other. My point is, this is very gettable. The Arenado is not as gettable as this is right now.
I don't even know until next year.
Well, you can't take the chance. This isn't a game of chances, Bill.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
Sure it is, because I can go and get Dallas Keuchel.
Keuchel. You got to get these names right, bro. Dallas Keuchel doesn't do anything for you, all right? He makes you marginally better as a third starter. That's what he does. He doesn't deliver you the East. Joe in Mayfair, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How are you? What's up, Joe? Love listening to the show. You know, I actually believe the Phillies are in better shape to sign Harper since Machado got $300 million.
Okay. How?
If Machado gets 8 years, $240, $250, it brings Harper's price down so more teams now get involved. With the price tag being $300 million, there's not as many teams are going to throw to $350.
There are two.
I'd be scared if Machado got 8 years, $240.
There are two teams that are willing to beat $300 mil.
Two, that's it. Yeah. If Machado
doesn't like Philadelphia and there are two other teams that will pay him more than $300 mil, guess what? You're out.
What two teams are them?
They're Washington Nationals, the New York Yankees.
Yankees are reporting that go more than $300 million.
Well, of course they will. What do you think?
I think he'd already signed there.
You are? Well, now that it's set, $300 million is set, Now they have to do better than 300 mil. That brings a couple of teams. It doesn't matter how many teams. As long as there are a couple teams that are willing, then how are you in a better position?
I don't think there's anything where he wants to play. If you're Scott Boras, you want to let Machado get first dibs so you can get more than what he got.
I agree with you. They're going to get more. Well, what I'm saying is, What makes you think that two other teams that get involved aren't enough to nose at the Phillies?
I think the Phillies are going to overpay, first of all. And second of all, the Phillies play in a bandbox. So if you're Harper, you want to have a legacy to hit 50 home runs. Uh-huh. Yankees are the only other team that
It is established that Harper doesn't like to play in Philadelphia. So you're going to have to pay. What?
I would like to hear that from him.
Well, it's been reported by some people in the know. So.
And then when he signs 10 years, 350 from the Phillies, then he's going to love playing here.
Well,
that runs in that bandbox.
That's what it's going to take. 350. This is what I'm saying. Now, the Phillies are on record to say that the Machado deal was too much for him. And somewhere along the line, you got to back away. Now, does that same rationale apply to Bryce Harper? I don't know. But it seems like if he said that about Machado, maybe the same thing applies to Bryce Harper. And maybe the Phillies aren't willing to go to 350, which they may have to do because the guy apparently doesn't fashion playing in those beautiful red pinstripes.
Or, and this is what I wonder. When you meet with these people and you say that they don't play for the manager, but you're dealing with ownership some, you're dealing with the GM, you're dealing with the whole organization. The fact that they would say that out loud, when your owner was the one who said the stupid money comment, now I have to hear about your stupid valuations, that troubles me. And if I'm a guy like Harper, I want to win. They've had good teams with the Nationals, but he hasn't won yet.
Mm-hmm.
If that's their attitude, it would make me as a player think, okay, you're paying me a lot of money. You're not going to do that last piece at the trade deadline. You're not going to do the last thing in August to take on some money because you're so stuck with this quote-unquote valuation. I don't like the way they're approaching it. Now, maybe they still get them, and I look like an idiot. But right now, the way they're talking is a loser type talk. It's not winner talk. That, oh, well, we have a value. We have a... No. You just got to get it done. It just doesn't sit well with me. I'm nervous with him saying that. And I could imagine that Harper was like, you know what? I don't like the way they run their organization. I want people who aren't like this. Is that possible?
Maybe.
I mean, they're talking that stuff. I'm saying if you were a player, you were a baseball guy, obviously you were Harper, would that kind of thing bother you? You'd say how it's an individual sport. I'm trying to get into the mind of a baseball player. Would that valuation talk and that kind of stuff bother you if you could get, you have to take 5 or 10 less million to play somewhere where they don't talk like that?
No.
So the money will still win.
If I'm Bryce Harper and they're going to pay me $350 million for 10 years, which is 50 more million than the highest payer in the league in Manny Machado, I'm playing here.
Well, that's not what I said. Was what if they say we can't go to 350 Washington, but I can go to 325?
Do you take Washington 20? Says that?
Yeah.
Well, if Washington does that, he signs there.
Even if the Phillies offer 350. I'm saying Phillies offer 350. Washington offers 325.
No. See, Boras wouldn't allow him to take less. Boras would demand that he take the 350.
Because he's the highest paid player in baseball history either way.
If they go 350, they got him.
All right. You're sure?
No. But I'm guessing.
Okay.
Bob in Hanover. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
Not much. You know what? Throw all this money out the window. If it takes 375, then you pay 375. Back in the day, in 1982, the Phillies had the audacity to pay Mike Schmidt $1.5 million and then again to become the first $2 million guy in 85. And this people were going nuts. How can you pay a man that much money? It's all relevant. The guy is going to make this team a winner for years to come. But if it takes 375, pay him. He doesn't want to play in Washington because Washington, he's poured his heart out in that city or whatever it is. And that stadium's a dump. I've been there many times. And the fans show up when they
I don't know about that. I think he still has a soft spot for Washington.
No, I don't think he does. They have not gotten past the divisional series. Every year they lose.
You look at their pitching staff now.
What's that?
Their pitching staff is 5 strong now.
But
they can't lose.
There's something about that team. They're not. They're like the Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just
they're improved in what their pitching staff. So they have to be the favorite. Now, the Phillies, if they sign Harper, could step ahead of them.
Absolutely. And I think we just got to do it. We got to get it done. Whatever the number is, ask him what the number is and just pay the man and get it
done. Well, I think the number's 350. I said all along 350. I said it like 8 weeks ago. 350, 10 years, you get the guy and stop fiddling around.
I got a movie for you. I was
going to use a D word there, but. What's your movie?
What about Scent of a Woman?
Scent of a Woman? As a top 10?
Yeah. Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah, I don't think it was a great movie by any stretch of the imagination. It was kind of a cliche, wasn't it?
I'm not a big fan.
No,
not kind of movie.
No.
There's a little bit more on what Klentak has said. So Scott Lauber is saying that when they said, is it all, you know, Bryce or bust for the Phillies, Klentak said, we will continue to proceed with other free agents that make sense for this franchise. We have to remember that there will be other free agents after this offseason. There will be plenty of opportunities in the future to spend money and to make our team better. We cannot allow ourselves to be put in a position where we have to do something at all costs. There's a significant cost that we're willing to pay to add, but we have to be willing to walk away at some point.
That sound like they're getting them, Tyrone?
No, no, they're not going to get him. They're telling us they're not going to get him.
That comment has just waved the white flag. They've waved the white flag. That tells me they weren't willing to get the $300 million in the first place.
Well, then what was the stupid money comment?
I have no idea.
Maybe they didn't think it'd be that stupid.
Well, how is this going to go over with the fan base? Do they even care?
No.
Yes.
Well, apparently they don't care.
Because I can't go down there now in good conscience.
You're going to spend your money on your vacation now, not tickets. 610-632-0975. What about that buzz for spring training? We're going down there. How about we go down there on the 7th? They sign him on the 8th. He sits in with us. He and his hair sit in with us right there in the booth.
I think it sounds great.
At the ballpark.
I can live with that.
We're back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Machado done. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Boston Market. Moving slow in traffic right now. Boston Market's prime rib is slow cooked to tender and juicy perfection. Get it for dinner Wednesday to Saturday after 5 and Sunday afternoon. Boston Market. Reports state Manny Machado has signed with the San Diego Padres. Per Bob Nightingale, the deal will pay him $300 million over 10 years. Stay locked into the Fanatic for all breaking free agency news. Flyers look for another win when they play the Lightning tonight at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic. Our Flyers weekly show lead you into the game beginning at 6. Sixers continue the All-Star break. They'll resume play Thursday night against the Heat at home. Eagles are now free to franchise tag quarterback Nick Foles. Tim McManus checks in with Mike at 4:10. New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL Stadium Series, watches the Penguins take on the Flyers. New Amsterdam Spirits Company, Modesto, California, copyright 2019. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, it's update to Twitter poll 3:30, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Alrighty, today's Twitter poll, over 2,800 votes on this so far. Will the Phillies seal the deal with Harper? Clearly, this was asked at 2 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. 44% saying yes, 35% saying I'm worried, 21% saying no.
All right. The worried people have to decide. You got to go either yes or no, worry people. What are you feeling?
Well,
because that worry is just as good as a no.
Well, the thing is, the worried was before Klintak comes out and basically says, oh, if we don't get him, it's all right. There'll be other free agents.
Do you, Mike, do you think that there's any way that that's just him feeding into any, like, is it like a bargaining strategy? Could those comments be something like that? I'm just curious.
Well, it's possible that he's trying to get Boris, knows that the Phillies are one of the teams that are hot on him. If he comes off saying, all right, well, forget it, then that eliminates the amount of teams that Boris can take his client around to. He's counting on the Phillies just to hang in there, so it could be a foil.
That's what I was wondering.
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just need to keep my optimism alive because it's dying.
Yeah. All right. Now I get you. Bob in Bordentown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Bob.
Hey, Mikey Miss. How are you?
What's up, Bob?
In the words of Aaron Rodgers, R E L A X. Number one, I think Heyman's source is probably Scott Boras. Second, close to what Natalie just said, I think all of this is a negotiating strategy. I have no doubt that at the end of the day, the Phillies are going to have an opportunity to make the last offer to Harper. So whatever they get, whatever they feel like they're able to get, it's going to come down to the Phillies. If you look at the whole package in regards to what he could potentially make in salary plus endorsements, I think that overall package is better than what he could make in New York, knowing that New York has all of these stars. So
you could be right, but still playing for the Yankees is a status maybe the kid likes, and going back to Washington is a familiarity that maybe the kid likes. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah. My prediction is Harper by Friday, and then a number two or number three pitcher by Monday, depending on how you view.
Oh, yeah, they're going to sign another pitcher.
There you go.
Dallas Keuchel. Stick a lefty in there.
Kuchel.
Yeah, see a Kuchel. Yeah, Arando.
Who's not
Arando? Yeah, Arando for next year. All right, man. Yeah, you got a movie you want to throw on me?
I think you hit most of the ones on my list.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
I still haven't come up with a definitive top 10. I've started it. My definitive top 10 has four on it. Pulp, Shawshank, Braveheart, Schindler's List. So far, the top four. I don't know where to go from there. Goodfellas?
Yeah.
You think?
Goodfellas is underrated.
Yeah.
Apparently, with everybody other than this program.
Goodfellas or Heat?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas or Saving Private Ryan?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas or Gladiator?
For me, still Goodfellas. Because Braveheart to me is better than
Goodfellas 5.
Gladiator.
Okay, Goodfellas get the fifth spot. All right, let's go Dennis in Harrisburg. Dennis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dennis.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's going on, Dennis?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
I have a question for you. This is one of my points. I would love to have Bryce Harper, but the only thing is, when has a 10-year contract live up to its fruition? And number two, do you think the reason why Bryce Harper has issues is because of Gabe Kapler? I'm hearing all this negative publicity about Gabe Kapler, that he's not the right coach for the Phillies, that he's causing issues. I mean, what's your take on that?
I think the manager thing is BS completely. There's no player that would not come to a team that they're going to pay a lot of money to because of the manager. Because the manager in baseball is just the guy who sits in his own little office and puts a lineup card out there. He's not X and O, and he's not yelling at his players. You know, it's the major leagues. So the manager really is irrelevant. Now, your first question?
And when was the last time a 10-year contract?
Oh, there's only been really one, and that's been Pujols's, but they gave it to him when he was 31, I think.
Yeah, that's one thing I was wondering, because I think to myself, do you think the Phillies, consider last season, they were in first place until like mid-August.
Mm-hmm.
This season, they got four more pieces to that puzzle. I think they could be competitive, possibly for a wild card position. Even without Harper.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, you don't think?
No, their pitching staff's not good enough for that.
Now, do you think Dallas Keuchel, would that be You would like him on your roster?
I like him. It still doesn't convince me that they're a playoff team if they got him.
That's why
their number two is shaky. Forget 3, 4, 5. Their number two is shaky. So you got to outslug teams this year.
Well, they were saying Jake Arrieta had issues with a knee issue.
He just had surgery, a meniscus surgery.
Yeah.
Meniscus surgery.
So
it hurts.
You know, I live in Harrisburg, so I got a lot of Pittsburgh fans.
Yeah.
So I've been hearing all the BS about. I hear it from the Steelers. I hear it from the Penguins. And being an all-around Philadelphia fan, it's tough. And I'm hearing all this negative publicity. I'm like, dude, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know from Jake Arrieta. I mean, I have no idea whether meniscus surgery is going to help him or not. Here's what I know. He's got a very unorthodox delivery where he puts a lot of torque on his knees. You see the way he delivers his ball? He throws across his body. So that puts a little more torque on your landing knee.
It's going to be interesting to see what exactly happens.
You think they can contend? Salute. I don't. I need Harper.
Yeah, but why is there such negativity with Harper coming to Philadelphia? Is it because of the fan base?
I have no idea. I'm just relying on these reports from these so-called dug-in, embedded veteran baseball writers. And one of them reports that one of the holdups is, and Jason Starr confirmed it, that Philadelphia is not exactly his favorite landing spot. So when I say, okay, if I know that and I'm the owner, I go, well, I'll make it his favorite landing spot. I'll put a little cash in a nice little briefcase.
Alrighty, and I have a little bit more from Klentak.
Exactly.
All right, so it says,
and I'll load it up and I'll put it on a plane, I'll buy a seat for it, and then I'll land in Tampa and get to Clearwater.
Somebody apparently asked him, they said the Phillies walked away from giving $300 million to Manny. Would they walk away from that price for Bryce Harper? And Klentak said, I won't comment on that. I'll say this, every player is different. They bring different strengths, weaknesses, risks, rewards, etc.
That sounds like he would.
See, now I took it as he wouldn't.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I think that the best case scenario is that he's saying every player is different. So he's suggesting that this guy's worth maybe more money than Machado.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean.
That his evaluation of Harper all along was that he deserved more than Machado anyway.
So he made those comments after he just said what he just said. So these are new.
Hopefully, we're going to have Matt Klentak on when we get down there.
I'm
going to get into him. I got news for you. Now, he may walk out, but he's an affable guy. He seems to be a friendly enough guy. He liked me well enough.
Yeah.
But I'm going to dig into him.
Well,
hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what if, though, they like Machado more? That means the Phillies right now are completely out, and we just don't realize it.
Well, they liked Machado more at first. I think the longer it went on, more baseball knowledgeable heads prevailed, and they realized that they need the right fielder and the left-handed presence in their lineup more than they need the third baseman right-handed hitter.
Okay.
610-632-0975. Mike Missinelli Show. It's live. It's on radio. It's on television. We're back after this.
Mike Missinelli.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.45, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Flyers tonight, a big one, and I like them. The line on a game tonight in the NHL is a suggestion to me that the Flyers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning outright.
Outright.
Vegas odds on the game tonight have the Flyers a -128.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
Man. That is a flyer line if I ever saw it. Let's get the right line here. Hold on a second. Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is -128.
That's thin.
That's extremely thin.
They're on a second of a back-to-back, too.
There you go. Flyers with an outright win tonight.
You know, between that, then they play the Canadians, and then they got the big stadium game. That game, they could be almost in the playoffs.
6 points. Put them on the board. Yes.
They could be almost in the playoffs on Saturday for the stadium game.
We talking Flyers playoffs on Monday on this program. Let's go to Ryan at King of Prussia. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to talk about a couple things. So Bryce Harper, along the lines of that, I'm not necessarily a baseball fan, so I don't know a whole lot about it, but I listen to your show every day, and I just hear all the talk about it, and I think it is quite built up for a franchise that originally said they're going to spend stupid money.
Yep.
Now, my issue with that is they're saying they're going to spend stupid money, but at this point in time, it appears they're putting on their, like, poker face sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't get it. Like, I was trying to think, why doesn't he want to come here? Why wouldn't he want to play for the Phillies versus the other teams that are possible to play for? What's the difference between us and the White Sox or us and the Nationals? You know, so if you're going to put the money out there, why wouldn't you come here? You know?
Well, with the Nationals, it's familiarity, and they're good.
Right.
And they can win.
Right.
Okay? With the Yankees, he's always really like, you know, they've called him the next Mickey Mantle.
Yankees, sure, but I feel like that came in just more recently.
Yeah, but he has this Yankees fetish. So, I mean, that's something to feel if he's not going to conquer. You play for the Yankees. There's some players who want to play for the Yankees. A big thing to them. So those two teams, I think, would be back into the running here. And we'll see what happens. That's why I think the Phillies have to go to 350 to settle all matters.
I mean, if I was a Phillies, like a Philly baseball fan, then I wouldn't, like, I'd be pissed if they don't sign this, talking all this talk and not throwing down the money.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, we've talked about it all off season. Yeah.
I know.
I agree with you.
It's crazy. Anyways, I wanted to throw out a couple of movies, and I know I needed to call you after you threw out Inglourious Bastards, and the reason why I really resonated with that movie that you threw out is because I know from listening to you the type of person that you are, and I really feel like you like the details of it. And so the opening of that movie is unreal, where he goes in and he listens to the floorboards, and then he drinks that glass of milk. I just thought that was something that you probably loved.
I loved it. I liked the movie a lot.
Love that.
Yeah.
Scene, right.
Yep.
So a couple movies that I didn't hear are Fight Club.
Fight Club has been mentioned and if you look at all the lists of people that, you know, the movie experts, they always put Fight Club in the top 10. I don't, but I can see why people would.
Okay. I know this is a trio, but Lord of the Rings, like, come on, those are great.
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, they're not my style, okay, so I don't put them in, but a lot of people do have Lord of the Rings and the Batman movies, like The Dark Knight is in there and all that kind of stuff, and Inception. I don't really roll with those type of movies. I roll with realism dialogue movies. So my top 10, I'm stumped, Tyrone, because I only have the top set 8.
Whoa.
And I've got a tie for 9 and 10 between 6 movies.
All right, well, what's the
tie? Top 8, Pulp, Shawshank, Braveheart, Schindler's, Goodfellas, Usual Suspects, True Romance, The Departed, Saving Private Ryan, Gump, Heat, 7, Casino, and Inglourious Basterds are tied for the last 2 spots.
All right.
I have to decide who gets the last 2 spots out of those. So I got... My tribute to Tom Hanks, ladies and gentlemen. I have 2 of his movies close to the top 10. See that? I don't hate.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if it makes it at the end.
I'm not a big Gump fan, but Gump is universally mentioned on everybody's top 10. So I had to succumb to that.
All right.
Frankly, I like Saving Private Ryan a lot better than Gump as far as Hanks movies goes.
Okay. That's not wrong.
What am I missing? What did I miss? You give me a quizzical look. Did I miss something?
No, I think you're good.
All right.
Yeah, I think you're good.
All right, let's go to Tom and Ben Salem. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Tom? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, listen, the Bryce Harper thing. Mm-hmm. Spend what they got to spend. Get him here. That's all I got to say about that. I got top 10 for you.
All right.
Can I read them off to you?
Sure, go ahead.
Now, you might not like the 10th one. Mm-hmm. Is I Like the Town.
Horrendous actor. What, yeah, the town? Yeah, oh, my God.
All right, I said you were
a horrendous actor. Scratch that right off.
All right. Can I go down now?
Go ahead.
Number 9, Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown. It's probably the worst Tarantino movie that he ever made.
Yeah, but I like it, though. All right,
you're 0-2.
Some reason she's sort of sexy.
Go ahead, you're 0-2.
All right, I got The Professional.
It is Sean Reno.
That's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's an interesting Natalie movie to watch. I'll give you The Professional. Not top 10, but it's a good movie.
I got Goodfellas. Gladiator. Shawshank. Private Ryan. Reservoir Dogs.
See, I'm not a big Reservoir Dogs fan.
Okay.
But I can see why people like it.
Okay. And my top two, it's back and forth. True Romance, Pulp Fiction.
All right, well, both you got Tarantino's scripts on both of them. So the Reservoir Dogs, I did not enjoy as much as the other Tarantino movies. Why? I don't know. I can't answer the question. I thought it was a little thin.
See, I loved it, but
you love it because it's, you know, it's outrageous.
No.
And Michael Madsen's brilliant in it.
Yeah.
But it's a little thin, the storyline.
Also, like,
little thin.
Don't let that happen to my ear. If you the cops,
Steelers wheel.
There you go.
Playing in the background.
Yeah,
stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah, come on, come on.
Yeah,
do the right thing. Now's the time to do the right thing. Right at that moment.
Plus, I saw Tim Roth overacted when he was shot. When he was bleeding to death in the room.
But that guy included.
Can you do that again?
That guy included every Tarantino movie except for Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
And Django
Unchained.
Every other one, though, he put in his top 10.
He did.
Is that all he watches?
I don't put Reservoir in the tops.
I'm okay with it.
I
don't
know
if
people love Reservoir Dogs.
I love it. But I'm okay with it not being in the top 10.
All right, let's go Jared Allentown. Jared, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jared?
Hey, Mark. Next second, my call.
What's up, Mark?
First time calling me.
Thank you.
Got a couple questions for you. Mm-hmm. What type of clubhouse player is Bryce Harper?
I don't know. I'm sure that he is a pretty boy. I'm sure that people like to whisper behind his back. But here's the beauty of a guy like that. Whether they whisper behind his back or not, if he climbs in the batter's box and hits 40 home runs, there's no problem in the clubhouse. Right, this is what I learned about Major League players. When you deliver, it doesn't matter.
I hear you. Second question. Say we miss out on Bryce Harper. What moves do you see the front office making? Do we improve the pitching staff?
Yeah, they might sign a pitcher. They might sign a pitcher like Dallas Keuchel. But again, that's going to be... It's not going to make that much of a difference as far as winning something. This guy gives you the difference between winning and not winning. And that's why it's important. 610-632-0975. One line is open as we roll into the 4 o'clock hour. Tim McManus will talk about the Nick Foles situation. What should the Eagles do? For my money, they should suck it up, not franchise him, let him go, get the compensation pick. I think they owe him that. You say no? Well, you're a businessman. All right, we're back after this. We'll talk about that with McManus in the 4 o'clock hour. 410, he's coming on. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.